You're listening to a 1FM podcast. You know what time of the week it is? I've got Steve on the line. How's it going, Steve?
Yeah, good, thanks, Matt. Now, like everybody else, and I don't know if it's still going to be like this on Monday night when people will hear this, but it's pretty cold and wet, I must say.
I know. I think it is for a few weeks, actually. It's hanging about, so we're definitely in winter. It's the first day of winter we're doing this on, the 1st of June, so, well, we'll have to get used to it.
Yeah, well, fresh from the Antarctica area of the world this is, and let's look forward to it because there's going to be more of it, like you said.
Yeah, well, at least it's easier to sleep at night than perhaps it is in summer, I'll say that much.
That's a fair call. I hope that the listeners are keeping warm and are ready to listen to what we've got today. That'll be good.
Yeah, what do we have today?
Well, we've got Johnny Chester. Now, Johnny Chester is a local icon and he's a Melbourne-born person and he's contributed quite a lot to the 60s and to the 70s country music. And just a little story to start off with Josh. I actually got in contact with John via his email address and he was very, very kindly. I sent him a copy of my draft that I did and he got very happy. He sat down and actually put a bit more information in than I didn't already have. So I was greatly appreciative of that.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, it's good. I'm usually happy to know that your whatever happened to is still alive, but he's actually doing the work this week.
Yeah, well, he's still doing the work and he's actually going to have a sing out on the streaming and downloading platforms in the next couple of weeks. And I'll give it a plug now. It's called The End of My Money.
Oh, maybe we can have a sneak preview of that.
Well, we might be able to. I have actually got a copy of it, so if I forward it to you, perhaps you might want to have a listen and see if you were going to play it next week, Josh. That'll be interesting.
Okay, well, maybe. We'll see what we can do.
All right, well, let's do a bit about John anyway. He was born John Howard Chester.
John Howard?
Yeah, John Howard Chester. Yeah, I thought you'd like that. on Boxing Day 1941. So there's another Capricorn, Josh. So that's at least three Capricorns that are known to the public.
That's very good. Yeah, we're a good bunch of people.
We are. And this, I think John Chester is a very nice bloke, actually. He was born in North Fitzroy and he grew up in Reservoir, depending on where you want to come from, and Preston. His mother's name was Norma and his father's name was Jack, and Jack was a mechanic who had a garage in Carlton. Now, he went to three different primary schools and then to Preston Tech, and he left school at 14, as was the want back in those days, and started working as a brake specialist with his father. Now, in a 2019 interview which I listened to, he stated that he was inspired to become an entertainer after seeing a John Saxon movie. Are you familiar with John Saxon, Josh?
Yeah, I think so. Is he the one that was a martial artist as well?
Well, he might be. I think you're right, yes.
Yeah, he was in Enter the Dragon and so forth.
That's correct. Yeah, you are correct. That's right. But this was a movie before that. This was a 1956 movie, and it was called Rock, Pretty Baby. Now, this portrayed Saxon as a wannabe pop star with girls all around. So this is what inspired Johnny Chester to become a pop star.
Fair enough.
There's an irony to this, which I might mention later. And now, in 1959, he formed a band called the Jaywoods, Jaywoods, who rehearsed on a Saturday afternoon at a West Preston church hall, St. Cecilia's, which started to attract quite a lot of teenagers. Now, someone had a very bright idea about this, and they decided to hire the hall and play on a Saturday night. So his whole family got involved. Mum sold the tickets. Dad was on the door while his sisters just danced to the music and told all their friends to come along. Johnny Chester stated that he was a very ordinary guitarist, so instead of playing the guitar, he started to sing. It seemed to go over very well with the 200-plus kids who seemed to rock up each week. Now, his idols were people whose names are familiar to us: Elvis, Buddy Holly, Eddie Cochran, Gene Simpson, and Johnny O'Keefe. Now, by 1960, the Jaywoods had become Johnny Chester and the Chessmen, with Johnny Chester up front. I'll just give you the names of the other gentlemen in the band. Jeff Casson on double bass, Huey Fry, lead guitar, great name, Huey Fry, lead guitar, Albert Stackpool on piano, Les Stackpool on sax, and Len Woodhouse on drums. The lineup had changed the next year with the two Stackpools, Frank McMahon on bass and Graham Trotman on drums. And it was during 1960 that John actually started a regular Saturday night dance at the Preston Theatre because St. Cecilia's was too small, and started to advertise this on radio on Stan Rove's Platter Parade on Melbourne's Free KZ. Now, anybody that knows Stan Rove would be aware that he promoted local talent, religious, and in this case, this is the same thing. It was an immediate success due to the huge following that Stan had and his interest in promoting Australian talent. Now, towards the end of 1960, John was approached by the Melbourne talent manager dance promoter, whose name was Kevin McClellan, who offered to manage him and have the Thunderbirds, who he also managed, back him on stage and eventually on record. Now, the Thunderbirds were an instrumental group formed in 1957, and they were already signed to W&G Records, which was a pretty big record label back in those days, while the Chessmen, in this fellow's opinion, McClellan's opinion, were still very raw. But Johnny Chester always intended for the Chessmen to remain as his backing band when they were musically ready. Now, Stan Rove, as I said, a great supporter of local talent, continued to promote John on his 3KZ program, Platter Parade, and introduced Chester to W&G's Ron Tudor. And now Chester signed with the label and released his first single, which was called Hokey Pokey, in May 1961, backed by the Thunderbirds. And this was a top 10 song in Melbourne, and it was 28 nationally. In 1961... he made his first Melbourne Stadium performance with people he was supporting on that show were Connie Francis, Johnny Burnett, Bobby V, The Ventures and Cole Joy. So quite a good lineup there, Cole Joy and the Joy Boys. He was backed on this show by Cole Joy's Joy Boys, so he may not have had any say in who was his backing band that time. Can Can Ladies was his next song. That followed in July, and then it was top 5 in Melbourne and 20 nationally. And then he had a version of Shaken All Over, which was next, and that reached number 4 in Melbourne and 25 nationally in January 1962. Now, during 1961, Chester and the Thunderbirds also, I'll say Chester from now on if people follow my line anyway, and the Thunderbirds also toured Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane. Now, this is quite a lineup of people that he toured with, Roy Orbison, Everly Brothers, Dion, Ray Peterson, Jack Scott and Mark Winter. He also did a major Victorian tour with Johnny O'Keefe. And it was also that year at Stan Rove's suggestion that Johnny started announcing lessons at a fellow called Lee Murray's Radio School. And this was to stand him in good stead later on, as you'll find out. Now, his next three singles were backed by the Thunderbirds, but after splitting from Kevin McClellan's management, almost all of his recordings from 1963 to 65 were backed by the Chessmen. The best of which, in my opinion, was Summertime Blues, which is one of the songs that I'll be asking you to play later on, Josh. Now, this was a cover of Eddie Cochran's original song, and it was actually number 6 locally and 30 nationally, so it did pretty well. Now, he released an album and two EPs in 1963, and then he took over as host of a show called Teen Time, which is on a country TV station, GLV10 Gippsland. In June 1964, he supported the Beatles Australian and New Zealand tour with backing by a group called The Phantoms, and expressed his disappointment that the Chessmen were unavailable for the 19 gigs that were on hand, as the band members all had day jobs and were unable to get leave. So how times have changed. From October 64, he was host of an ABC TV program called Teen Scene, he did that for 2 years with the Chessmen as his resident band. But after having several more non-charting songs with W&G, he parted with W&G and the Chessmen and formed the Johnny Chester Four. At this stage, he was playing drums and singing and began working for television production company called Willard King as an associate producer of the national television program, and a lot of the teenagers back then, all the old people now, will know this show, Commotion. And this was a pretty big program and promoted a lot of local talent. Now, after leaving Willard King, he resumed attending radio announcing school, continued to play drums and sing with the Johnny Chester Four, and became a disc jockey on 3UZ for 2.5 years working the midnight shift. So he was certainly moving in and out of the singing side of it and doing a lot of producing and a lot of DJ work. Now, in May 1968, we joined with a new backing band called Jigsaw. Now, I'm sure plenty of people would be familiar with Jigsaw. It had Alan Benton on drums, Ray Eames was on lead guitar, Ron Gilby, rhythm guitar, Dennis Tucker on bass, And those last two gentlemen were both from Merv Benton's backing band called The Tamlers. Now, in late 1968, they toured Vietnam, performing for the Australian and American forces. And by the end of the 60s, two respected rock historians by name Ian McFarlane and Ed Nimmerwald both sang Chester's praises, lauding his contribution to the Australian pop scene in the 60s and bringing respectability to Australian country music in the 70s, which was going to be ongoing because the 70s was certainly John's, in my opinion, golden era. His first country music song was called Highway 31. That was 57 nationally, and another song called Green Green, and they were both released by Phillips Records in 1969. Chester and Jigsaw Ben both signed to Fable Records, which Ron Tudor at the helm. Now, one of the fellows, Denton, died in an accident and was replaced by a fellow called Eddie Chappell, and Eames was replaced by John Calderwood. People might remember, too, the Jigsaw, the backing band, minus Johnny Chester, had a number one hit with a song called Yellow River, and this was a cover of a song by a UK group called Christie, and this was a very, very popular song back then. Jigsaw, with Johnny Chester up front, had five big hit singles on the national top 40 in the 70s, and they were Gwen, Congratulations, which was finished number 19 nationally, Shame and Scandal in the Family, number 13, Midnight Bus, 31, The World's Greatest Mum, number 8 in 1973, in 1974, She's My Kind of Woman, number 14, and another one which I like, which wasn't mentioned in the spiel that I looked at, a song called I Love You So, Rebecca, which was in 1979, and that was number 33 nationally. Now, Johnny, in 1977-78, was again back on national television as host and segment producer on a show called Country Road on ABC TV, and that resulted in a gold album for Country Salute. So certainly his announcing training and production skills certainly came to the fore, as well as his singing. So he's a fairly versatile fellow. Now, in 1979, he toured Victoria and New South Wales with Diana Trask. In 1980, with country star Jeannie C. Riley of Harper Valley PTA fame. And during the rest of the 80s, toured and shared the stage with some, you'll like some of these names, Josh. I'm sure you're familiar with a few of these names. Kenny Rogers, Johnny Cash, Tammy Wynette, Freddie Fender, Merle Haggard, Roger Miller, John Denver and Ray Stevens.
They ring a bell, a few of them.
Yeah, quite impressive, I thought. John volunteered that information, which I didn't actually have, and I couldn't find anywhere.
So. I'm sure he was happy to.
I was very happy to sell himself, and he's probably in pretty good company. I would have loved to have asked him about the personalities of some of these people. Maybe I can do that another time.
Yeah.
He's won four Golden Guitars, the Country Music Awards held in Tamworth, 1975, very quickly, My Kind of Woman, 1981, I Love You So, Rebecca, a song called in 1982 called Rough Round the Edges, and 1983 of the quaintly named ad in the Weekly Times. In 1994, he won the Tamworth Songwriters Award. In 1987, he was nominated for ARIA Music Award for Best Album, and There's a Shadow on the Moon Tonight. And I can truthfully say to you, he's alive and kicking, Johnny Chester.
And he's probably listening.
An interesting little note here, and I hope I'm not talking out of turn here, but I'm sure he's been married. It was ironical that Johnny wanted to be a pop star based on all the girls being all around him and all that, but the fact of the matter was he actually met the love of his life, Lorraine, or Liz as she's known, when she was in 1959 and he was 18 and she was 15. And I think that, to my knowledge, they're still married now for probably close on to 60 years, if not 60, very close to it. So his thing about people, women and drooling all over him and all that, I think he only ever needed one person, and that was Lorraine. So.
Well, that's a nice story.
So his reasons were completely at odds with what really happened to him. So my song choices, and I could probably pick quite a lot because quite a few of the Johns there are very popular. So I would like Summertime Blues to start off with. Thanks, Josh.
And here it is. And yes, great song, Summertime Blues, famously by Eddie Cochran, wasn't it?
Eddie Cochran, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Who was an idol of John's. So
yep.
It was quite appropriate, that song. I did choose that song. Now, the other ones that I will choose, Josh, I Love You So, Rebecca. These are all his big country songs. Two of these were his country songs in the 70s. Gwen, Congratulations. And his version of Shaken All Over, which was one of his early pop songs, I quite like too, so I'll have those three. If I can just, I really feel very humbled by the fact that John did reply to my email, and I thought he probably exchanged about half a dozen emails in a day, and he was very forthcoming with a lot of information, which I was very grateful for. I really appreciate his time and his efforts, and I hope he listens to this show and hope that we've done him justice.
Well, it's great to have feedback from Johnny Chester himself. That is really good. Thanks for all your research, Steve.
Yeah, well, I thought my research was pretty good, but there's quite a bit of information there which I certainly didn't have, but which I was greatly appreciative that John was able to fill in for me. So it was very good. Josh, that's it for this week. And my guess is that we may not have a show next week because we've got some news for the listeners that you might want to pass on. Thanks.
What news? No, you're going to be in the studio, aren't you, with me?
Yeah, that's pretty big news, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it is good. It is good news.
So I think we might, whatever happened to may or may not be on next week, we'll play it by ear. We'll see what happens.
Well, it'll go for a bit longer and it'll be live, so that'll be good.
Yeah, that'll be good. Well, you and I will have a little discussion off air about this and we'll work out what we're going to do. And until then, Josh, I look forward to catching up with you and the listeners again next week and hope everybody stays warm and healthy.
Yeah, you too. All the best. Take care.
Okay, thanks for that, mate. Catch you later.
Thanks. See ya. You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.